not depressed properly. So welcome to Northern Focus here on Q100, brought to us by Kirtland Community College. Do something today for your future that you can be proud of and visit kirtland.edu. We always start out with a guest from Kirtland Community College, and generally speaking, it's Dave Lepper. Dave is joining us this morning, but with another good friend of ours. Dave, who'd you bring with you?
Well, I brought somebody that just did something very generous to Kirtland, Matt LaFontaine. Him and his wife have just made a generous donation of $25,000 to create a new endowed scholarship at Kirtland for automotive technology students.
Gee, why automotive technologies, man?
Yeah, kind of a no-brainer, but my wife and I, Christine, we first met Dr. Quinn 6 years ago, you know, at the college, and listened to that vision, and obviously taking a tour recently with Dave out there and seeing what the new expansion and the new campus looks like, it was a natural to try to do something
right
in such an important field.
Well, and the automotive facility that's been built at 4 Mile Road is spectacular. I mean, you could move right in there for your service department.
We could move three of our dealerships into that service department, and would be probably still have some room. So it's incredible.
Yeah, I know you got to be excited. One of the areas in the economy that is suffering from a lack of qualified help is in the automotive technology business. You and I have had a lot of discussions about how hard it is to find qualified people, and now Kirtland has got the LaFontaine Automotive Center to train these guys. Matt, you know, from your standpoint, tell our listeners what kind of living an automotive mechanic can make.
Yeah, and clearly through this scholarship program that Christine and I put together, we hope to educate from a much younger age to start talking
right.
to them about that field and skilled trades in general. But it's just such a great opportunity. I mean, these men and women are coming out of these programs and walking into dealerships, and we're talking 40,000 entry level to, you know, into the six figures. So
yep.
it's such a specialized, important business. And, you know, it's changed. A lot more technology now.
Right.
So the old days of pulling engines and pulling transmissions and all that grunt work that maybe drove some people to not choose that path has really turned into the technology side, the computer side, the electric vehicles, the hybrids, all the technology we're putting in cars. So it's a perfect time in this technology world for these young students and quite frankly, students that have graduated high school maybe years ago that are looking to get back in and to get that certificate and that associate's degree. This is just an important piece to what they've developed up at Kirtland, which is absolutely stunning.
I was going to say the exact same thing. You know, I spent a lot of years, I owned a number of collision shops, and, you know, it's not grease on the floor. You know, you got oil all over your face and everything else. It is so high-tech. It's almost now like some kind of futuristic Steven Spielberg film, the way cars are assembled and the way they're repaired and kept on the road. Plus the fact, Dave, isn't the Automotive Repair Center, the LaFontaine Automotive Repair Center, where Chrysler is now sending their techs to learn how to the latest and greatest in keeping Chryslers on the road?
Oh, absolutely. They're getting, you know, up-to-date information, training, knowing how to work on the new cars and everything. So it's really a great partnership there, though it obviously transcends into all kinds of cars and all that, but even with the diesel and, you know, just basics.
Yeah. Well, it isn't, like Matt said, and Matt knows firsthand how much, you know, how electronic the cars are. And I didn't even think about the new technology that needs to be addressed with electric cars.
You know, so there's a lot. I mean, it's just like most of everything that we're dealing with now, cars and that technology and automation and, like you said, how cars are built and the facilities and the plants, which, you know, Kirtland has such a diverse pocket of different industries and the automotive being for us a natural, and yeah. We're just excited to partner with them.
And so, Dave, I guess we'll come back full circle with a brand new endowed scholarship from Matt and Christine. There's going to be more dollars for students to go through the program.
In fact, this scholarship is available right now, so anybody going into the program in the winter can apply right now for the scholarship, and they're $1,000 scholarships. So it's worth you spend a little time filling out the application, submitting it. And also, we got another 74 scholarships available. So if we have 10 kids apply and they get the LaFontaine one, there's other ones they could be qualified for
right.
as well. So I'm telling everybody, we're accepting applications now till November 28th.
Okay.
But you got to fill out the application.
Yeah, and it's just as easy as going to kirtland.edu, Michigan's greatest educational website.
Yes.
Anything? I'm sure you've got some other news up your sleeve.
Well, I'll be back on, so I'll go into some of those.
All right. Well, Dave Lepper and Matt LaFontaine, thanks for joining us on Northern Focus. Matt, again, thanks to you and Christine for endowing this scholarship that's really going to mean a lot to future students and their earning potential in the automotive field. All right.
Thank you.
Sorry for the delay, but we'll be back after these words from our fine partners on Q100's Northern Focus, brought to us by Kirtland Community College. The goodies in the green room come from Cops and Donuts and Greystone Coffee Company in Gaylord, and Iron Pig Smokehouse delivered us a delicious breakfast. Welcome back to Northern Focus here on Q100, brought to us by Kirtland Community College. Before we get to our next guest, I want to mention that there is a food truck disbursement happening at Mount Hope Lutheran Church this morning. Now, usually we have them on Saturday mornings, but they couldn't get a truck driver up. This is the last truck of the year at Mount Hope. Cars are already lining up now, so if you are a resident of Crawford County, you can get it's like taking a free trip to the grocery store. It's a fantastic opportunity to help feed your family. You do not have to have any kind of economic need. The only requirement is that you live in Crawford County, and you don't even have to get out of your car. Just drive over to Mount Hope Lutheran Church. They'll direct you through, and the volunteers will have a whole boxed up delivery of groceries right into your car. It'll have protein and milk and potatoes and eggs. It's amazing. And I've been fortunate enough to volunteer for that program. Obviously, I can't do it this morning, but we wanted to alert you that that's going on right now. So let's get back to Northern Focus. John Worm is joining us from the Roscommon 4-H program. And John, you got a lot going on at 4-H.
Yeah, JC, we're really excited. We've just really been very active these days.
Yeah, we've been having you guys in, guys and gals. There's a lot of women that run work in the organization as well. And actually, COVID kind of blew up 4-H. I mean, it reached out a lot of more people. Kids have come into the programs.
Yeah, we were able to extend a lot of programs doing it virtually.
Yeah.
And that really, people really leaned on that. So that was a lot of fun for us.
Yeah, that's been good. So now you're back on kind of doing a hybrid of both, right?
Exactly.
Yeah.
Yep.
So talk about that. Talk about Crowd Power.
Crowd Power is we were one of 11 counties selected in Michigan to do a kind of a campaign to raise funds for ours. For our 4-H members,
mm-hmm.
and we are second place in the state right now, so we're pretty excited about that in Roscommon County. So,
and that is a fundraising program, is that right?
Exactly.
Okay.
You can go to MSU Crowd Power and put in Roscommon, and you can find it real quickly. It's easy to find.
So is this just straight donations, or what exactly are you asking people to do? Or
yeah,
what,
it's a donation. They can put it right on their credit card. In and out, 2 minutes, they can get it done, and it's like people have been so generous. It's been amazing.
And then the 4-H Interstate Exchange Club.
Yeah, this is our newest club. We have a volunteer that is giving leadership to that, moved from Washtenaw County and said, I'd like to do something, so we're going to travel to Idaho next summer and then host the following summer.
Yeah, we were actually supposed to do this last year, and then, of course, COVID didn't.
Yeah.
Nobody could travel.
Yep.
Yeah.
So we postponed it, and we're looking forward to hosting them back. We'll go to the sand dunes and Mackinac Island and show them around when they come back in 23.
Uh-huh. So when are you going to Idaho, or has that already happened?
Well, the end of June next year.
Okay.
When we're slated to go, so if everything comes together.
So how do your 4-H members get on that trip?
If they want us, we still have a few openings for that, and they can pretty much raise all of their funds to be able to travel. So, I mean, it's a very good deal for them.
Idaho.
Yeah, that's Idaho for a whole week, and
yeah.
Then they come back and host for a week.
Yeah, pretty cool stuff. I like this next program. We've talked about this before, the 4-H Babysitting Workshop. You got, it's one of the jobs that many of us growing up did for first jobs we ever did was babysitting for neighbors.
Yep, exactly. And we give them a little bit of the business side, the child care side, the healthy snacks and that kind of thing. We give the whole gamut for 6 hours of training, and they get a little certificate at the end. So we're pretty excited to host that next Saturday.
Yeah, and all of this information is on your Facebook page, right?
Exactly, yeah. Roscommon 4-H.
The 4-H Volunteer and Member Recognition Event, when is that happening?
That is going to happen in December. We are actually revamping our recognition program so we can recognize our volunteers, we can recognize our members, and it's been a while since we've been able to do that, so we're really excited to bring that back.
Where's that happening?
We haven't actually determined the location yet. We just had a meeting this week, and
okay.
We're revamping all of those guidelines.
So. Okay, here's a word that I haven't seen in a long time, AmeriCorps.
AmeriCorps, yes. We have an AmeriCorps member coming, and she is going to be actually focusing on our 4-H spin clubs, which are our short-term programs. So
okay.
They can do it for once a month for 6 months, or they can do it once a week for 6 weeks, however the volunteer wants to organize.
Remind me again what AmeriCorps does.
They're basically a volunteer stipend, so they're still a volunteer, but they get stipend living expenses, and so it's just kind of a neat way to get some experience, and then they also get a nice little college tuition. It's $6,000 worth of college tuition, so
wow.
Somebody's trying to...
Is that a program that's somewhat like the Peace Corps?
It is.
Yeah.
It is, yeah. It actually parallels that kind of... It started, I think, in the 90s. My first AmeriCorps was my first MSU extension. I had an AmeriCorps
really?
Member back then.
So is AmeriCorps is kind of like the Peace Corps, but they work in the United States, so they find different avenues that could use... Assistance.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Yeah, it runs that. Exactly.
Right. And then you've got a lot of different perks. One that we want to stress is 4-H is now free.
Exactly. It used
yeah.
to be $20, and that held a lot of people back from joining 4-H. So
right.
We now have, our Michigan 4-H Foundation is sponsoring basically everyone in the state to be able to have a membership and still be able to carry on the services.
And you got a monthly newsletter.
Yep. I try to keep a newsletter out there. We've got some people who are interested in having a 4-H ice fishing program. We're talking with them. We still have our 4-H cross-country ski program. We're hoping to bring that back. And so we have a new membership card, which is kind of neat. How kids like to
yeah.
have a membership card that they can show.
First thing to put in their wallet, right?
Exactly, exactly.
All right, John Worm from the Roscommon County 4-H, thanks for joining us on Northern Focus. Thanks for bringing up to date on a lot of stuff.
Thanks, JC.
All right. We'll be back after these words from our fine partners on Q100's Northern Focus. Brought to us by Kirtland Community College. The goodies in the green room come from Cops and Donuts and Greystone Coffee Company in Gaylord. And Iron Pig Smokehouse delivered us a delicious breakfast. Welcome back to Northern Focus here on Q100, brought to us by Kirtland Community College. Jerry Coyne is live in studio with Linda Rakowski from the FAN, our biggest FAN, the Crawford County Families Against Narcotics. Good morning. How are you?
Good morning, Jerry. I'm good. How are you?
Good. We talked about this last week, but we want to keep people on top of it because now the Family Fall Festival is tomorrow.
Yes, it is. Tomorrow is our Family Fall Festival. We're inviting anyone in the community who would like to come and learn a little bit more about FAN, have some fun playing some games, eat some lunch out at Hanson Hills from 11 till 3-ish. Just to get together as a community, learn a little bit more about Families Against Narcotics and the programs that we have.
Right.
And have a good time, this beautiful weather.
Yes, it's a lovely fall. The colors will be beautiful out at Hanson Hills. Where is that? Linda knows that I'm kidding. Hanson Hills is our closest neighbor, just down the street here on Old Lake Road. And... I think it's a wonderful idea. We've talked about this a bunch. Just as you were rolling out Families Against Narcotics, is when COVID hit and you had to move a lot of stuff virtually, and it's kind of been a slow reopen. So this is a great, like, unburdened, pressure-free opportunity to just meet a lot of the people that are going through some of the same things that you are, or, you know, find out more about FAN.
Right. Tomorrow is just an event for people to come and go.
Right.
Come have a walking taco or a cupcake, play some games, but also get some literature or ask questions. Because our organization is, Families Against Narcotics, is designed for those folks who are in recovery from substance use disorder,
right.
Those who are in need of recovery, and their family members.
Right.
So we have a lot of resources available, and we can connect them, if we don't have the resources, to other resources in the community or in the area.
Mm-hmm. So there's no registration.
Nope, just show up and come hungry because we're going to have plenty of food. And hopefully the weather will cooperate and it'll be a great event.
Yeah, it's going to be a touch chilly, and there might be in the occasional sprinkle, but it should be a perfect Northern Michigan fall day.
Yes, I'm planning on that.
Well, so am I. So with the two of us, the power of our positive persuasion should have Mother Nature cooperating.
There you go.
Anything else, Linda?
No, I just would like to remind everyone of our Hope Not Handcuffs program.
Right.
For anyone who is suffering from a substance use disorder, regardless of what the substance is, they can go into either one of the local law enforcement agencies, the Grayling Police Department or the Crawford County Sheriff's Office,
right,
and ask for help.
Yeah.
And
they're not going to get arrested.
They will not be arrested.
Mm-hmm.
They will go through a brief intake with an angel, and after that intake, depending on what resources they need, the angel will help make the connection for them.
Fantastic.
Yeah.
Linda Ruskowski from FAN. Good luck tomorrow at the Family Fall Festival at Hanson Hills, starting at 11 o'clock.
Thank you so much.
All right. We'll be back after these words. From our fine partners on Q100's Northern Focus, brought to us by Kirtland Community College, goodies in the green room come from Cops and Donuts and Greystone Coffee Company in Gaylord, and Iron Pig Smokehouse delivered us a delicious breakfast.
You find yourself in need of a retreat, a space to call your own. It's the key of imagination that can unlock a man cave or a she shed. Created in the Woodworker Zone. Lighting, paneling, decor, siding. Let the Woodworker's Shop and Commons guide your imagination to a whole dimension of time and space. Your very own man cave or she shed. See everything you can't live without at woodworkershop.com or get to the Woodworker Shop on M33 Commons.
Hi, JC here. Join me every weekday afternoon for the Odawa Casino Bet of the Day. Experts from the Odawa Casino Sportsbook discuss the odds and trends to give you the inside track. Only on Q100, the only place for rock and roll.
Welcome back to Northern Focus here on Q100, brought to us by Kirtland Community College. Jerry Coyne is in studio with Patty Crandall. Good morning, Patty. How are you? You need to bring that microphone down to your mouth.
I am fine, thank you.
Thank you. It's that time of year again. We've got the big Thanksgiving. Well, what are we calling this?
It's the Crawford County Thanksgiving dinner.
Yeah, but we're not. Are we doing delivery only again this year?
Yes, we are.
Okay.
We had to make that decision in July, and not knowing how things were going to be going.
Right.
We had to go with that again.
Yeah. We had to switch it up last year, and I mean, obviously, it had to happen.
Yeah.
It's unfortunate that we can't get people back in the same community room because it's such a highlight of the social calendar here in Grayling, the 31st annual Thanksgiving dinner. But the whole group of volunteers, you and the gang, were able to switch it on the fly, and it actually turned out to be pretty successful.
It did. We delivered 863 meals
last
year.
Wow. I mean, that's crazy.
Yeah.
In an 8-hour period, 12 hours?
No, we did it in an hour and a half. They got into the cars. The delivery people were gone by
really?
Within an hour and a half. We had 10 people that loaded.
That's incredible.
Yep.
Wow. I would have... That's the first I heard of that. That's like Army mobility
stuff.
It was
unbelievable. Unbelievable.
So that's what is going to happen again.
Yep, that's what's going to happen. We already have had people call to deliver our Grayling Fire Department, police,
Wow.
Rescue are back on board to deliver. The Crawford County Transportation Association is going to have a bus join us this year, and we've already had some citizens call to take some routes.
So, but you probably still need volunteers to assemble, cook, and that, or
No, you're good with it. No,
okay.
We're good, and we.
Oh, that's
do
right.
Need
the
drivers.
Meals, the meals were already prepared.
The hot meal is frozen.
Right.
So when people order, they need to make sure that they are able to heat the hot part, either microwave or an oven.
Yep.
And then the cold part is the same as it's always been.
The pie and that stuff.
Yeah.
Yep. So I forgot about that. Yeah, the meal comes. It's not a Swanson frozen dinner by any means, but it's pretty much delivered that way.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah. And we have a new reservation line this year. The number is 989-387-3672.
Okay.
And Lonnie is manning that. It's you call, you leave a message, and we'd like you to leave your name, your phone number that. You can be reached on that day.
Right.
Your delivery address, including the city, the number of meals needed, and then if there's any special instructions for the delivery people, like leave it on a certain place and knock on the door, or I have three dogs, so there you go, or anything like that, because that helps make it
so
happen.
So we started that today. We're taking the reservations right now, and I'm sure, Patty, we'll have you in plenty of times between now and then. Folks have got time to contact the Asabo community volunteers to have their Thanksgiving dinner delivered.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yep. And if you want to deliver, you call me at 989-745-3557.
Okay.
And I will take that information.
745-3557.
Yes.
Okay, we've got that down, but like I said, I'm sure we'll be seeing plenty of you between now and Thanksgiving, which It is such a special time of year, especially with all the giving that takes place.
It is.
Going out to the community.
The community is still on board. We've had donations. We've had people volunteer to deliver already. The enthusiasm is still out there, and I'm so happy because we don't want this to go away because of the situation.
Well, and we'll keep all our best hopes and fingers crossed to have a real community meal in 2022.
Right.
Yeah.
Thank you.
Thank you, Patty. We'll be back after these words from our fine partners on Q100's Northern Focus, brought to us by Kirtland Community College. The goodies in the green room come from Cops and Donuts and Greystone Coffee Company in Gaylord. And Iron Pig Smokehouse delivered us a delicious breakfast. Oh, stop. Welcome back to Northern Focus here on Q100, brought to us by Kirtland Community College. Once again, I want to mention that there is a food truck at Mount Hope Lutheran Church. Generally speaking, we do them on Saturdays, but it's happening today. In fact, cars are lining up now. So if you're a Crawford County resident, all you need to do is show up over there, and you're going to get a free delivery of groceries put right in your car. Right across the street from Mount Hope Lutheran Church is the Asabo Animal Shelter, and Nick Dorman's here joining us, who runs the shelter. Nick, how are you, bud?
I'm doing great, thank you. How are you doing, JC?
Good. How's things at the animal shelter?
Doing really good. Our adoptions are actually up right now, so you know, dogs are really getting a lot of adoptions. Cats are starting to pick up, so everything's starting to make a a little turn around the curb there.
Yes, I understand that during COVID, everybody wanted a dog.
Yep, everybody wanted a dog, and unfortunately, with that mass exodus that happened, people got jobs back and started moving out again, and unfortunately, some of them.
So you got some dogs back in.
Yeah, that's part of the industry. Some of them got returned, but we're a no-kill shelter, so we'll always take our animals back, keep them in that system,
Yeah, well, it's, obviously you want your dogs to find happy homes.
Absolutely.
But, the atmosphere and setup that you have at the Asabo Animal Shelter is a nice, safe second home for uncared for animals.
Oh, yeah. We've got 27 indoor-outdoor runs, meaning they can go in and out as they please. We've got two separated half-acre runs that they get to go exercise in all throughout the day. We have a pretty good setup for for somebody that has to be here.
And I know you're always open and taking donations, and a lot of times you have people stopping by and making donations, whether it's cash donations or food, I know, or a lot of other stuff.
Yep.
People just coming by, delivering dog food and stuff for you guys.
I would say about most, about half of my job is taking donations anymore. the community has been so amazing for us. They have just completely supported us in everything. It's been almost 7 years since I've had to buy dog food. People are just that amazing. Every time I get low, it's just people inundate me with dog food again. It's amazing.
But you're having an online auction because there's still other needs that, that need to be addressed at the Sabo Animal Shelter. Talk about that.
Yeah, so we're actually having an auction right now online. It's on yourcharityauction.com. And if you just enter Sabo Valley Animal Shelter, it's A-U-S-A-B-L-E. Valley Animal Shelter. We'll pop up. We have everything from $3,000 paid trips to Christmas decorations to sports memorabilia. I know I've got my eye on the Barry Sanders signed Lions jersey.
Oh, there. Well, there you go. I'll have to check that out. I might be snagging that from you, buddy.
Hey, you know what? It's fair game. It's an auction.
So that goes online when?
It actually went online yesterday.
Okay.
And it's going to end on Monday.
All right.
So you got the whole weekend to make some bids.
Okay. So what is that site again?
It's yourcharityauction.com.
Yourcharityauction.com. And then I was going to have to look for the Sabo Valley show, because I'm sure it's a clearinghouse for a lot of different auctions.
Yep, it is. And then you just go into a find auction and then enter a Sabo Valley Animal Shelter. Yep.
And all the proceeds from the auction are going directly to the Sabo Valley Animal Shelter.
100%.
That's really cool. Anything else you want to get out there about the shelter? What are the hours?
Our hours are 11 to 4 right now.
And that's six
days a week.
Right.
The only day we're not is Sunday.
Right.
Sunday we are closed because we just use that as our gift
clean up
kind of day. You know,
mm-hmm.
deep clean that day. Make sure everybody gets their a little bit of training, stuff like that. I do have right now going on an adoption event in Bill Marsh, Kalkaska. I'm doing it on October 16th.
So that's tomorrow.
Yep.
Yeah.
9 to 2. We are going to have 4 dogs and 4 kittens. I might bring some more kittens. And we're just going to hang out there for 5 hours, and whatever happens, happens. There's no pressure. You guys can just come on out and talk to me. I'd love to meet everybody. And we also are taking any kind of donations. We're taking food, litter, any kind of toys, just anything you can give us. We are a 501c3.
Right.
So if you do monetary donations, I'll have receipts for you so you can actually write them off on your taxes and stuff.
Well, stop by Bill Marsh Automotive right there on the main drag on 72 in Kalkaska, and maybe you'll meet a brand new family member.
Yep, absolutely.
All right, thanks, Nick.
Thank you.
All right, we'll be back after these words from our fine partners on Q100's Northern Focus, brought to us by Kirtland Community College. Goodies in the green room come from Cops and Donuts and Greystone Coffee Company in Gaylord, and Iron Pig Smoke delivered us a delicious breakfast. Welcome back to Northern Focus here on Q100, brought to us by Kirtland Community College. Jerry Coyne is on the phone with Janice Birch from the Lewiston 50 Plus Club. Janice, good morning. How are you?
Hi, Jerry. I'm great. How are you this morning?
Well, I'm good. It's good to talk to you again. You've been on the show a number of times, but just for those who are hearing you for the first time, tell our listeners just a little bit about the Lewiston 50 Plus Club.
I certainly will. The Lewiston 50 Plus Club is our local senior center, and we have memberships available for anyone who's 50 years of age or older. It's $10 a year, and then we have member perks from different businesses here in town, and there's got to be at least 25 businesses that will give us something in return to show our membership card. It's really cool.
Do you have to be a resident of Lewiston to join the club?
No, you do not. We have people from Texas, California, Ohio, Florida, all over the place that are members that come up here to spend the summer or even the fall in Lewiston.
It's kind of like your own AARP card.
That is true. That is very true. We might get a free drink from someone. We might get 10% off of like an auto repair bill. We get 10 or 15% off at one of the hardware stores a couple times a week. It's fantastic.
Yeah, and on top of that, being a member of the Lewiston 50 Plus Club comes with a lot of other perks, like all the fun events that you put on over there.
We do, and this is something new that you guys haven't heard about. So we actually have our brownie troop here in Lewiston. They formed again, and we have them here at the club on Mondays at 3:30. So we get a whole bunch of excited little girls running through the club, and, oh, it makes our day.
Oh, I'll bet. You fill them in on all the wisdom that you ladies have there at the 50-plus club.
And they're filling us in on some wisdom, too. So it's a pleasure to have the laughter and the noise here in the club. I swear I can walk in the door now and I can hear them even when they're not here. It's great.
Yeah, that's really cool.